Episode 3179, Thoughts Are Telling.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. Are you ready for a brand new week? Well, it is a brand new day. It's Mindset Monday, and I want you to focus on what you're putting in your own mind. What are you retelling yourself over and over again? Because you know what? Thoughts are telling. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, as you know, we've got a lot happening at Create Your Now, so always stay tuned here on the podcast. We're here daily. Imagine that. And you can also go to createyournow.com. Plus, we are doing a TV show. So we did a pilot program, a pilot partnership with Pray.com. We're still there. So if you're already there, you've moved there, great. If that's where you like to be, there's lots of incredible content on there. Then you can fill yourself up to your heart's desire. But if you're like, well, Christiane, I'm not sure, we will be coming to createyournow.com. So you'll be able to get every TV show there. We're also going to be on YouTube. Now, right now, only the podcast is on YouTube, but we will be adding that content. So please be patient. I can only upload so fast, but we'll leave that one for another episode. Okay, with that, let's dive in because I know you have an incredible week in front of you. And what you think about, you bring about, okay? That's kind of where I'm going with this. How many miles are you willing to drive to make a buck? But how far are you willing to go to transform your thoughts? What you think about, you bring about. Thoughts are telling. You know, life can be overwhelming with the constant flurry of everyday activities. It's no wonder that we often find ourselves, well, feeling lost and uncertain. We just don't know what's happening. And right now, maybe you feel even more uncertain. There's a lot going on in the world today. And personally, I want to ask you to be praying for Israel from the bottom of my heart. Whatever you believe, this should not be happening. And I'm going to leave it at that. There's a lot of things going on in our global world, right? Everything that's moving. And then there's also a lot happening within our own four walls, what we do every day. And there are some things that's like, Christiane, it really doesn't affect me. I don't want to have to worry about what's happening in the world. I just want to worry about me. Well, the thing is what you do affects the world that you touch. And it's pretty broad, believe it or not. What happens with you, what you do, how you respond, where you react, the things you say, what you write, it has a ripple effect. And so when it comes to literally your thoughts, it is creating patterns and behaviors are reinforced within you because of your thoughts. And then you're wondering, well, there's, you know, this one behavior that I just can't get over, this one habit I just can't kick, which is attached to this behavior. Well, go back. Let's go all the way back to thoughts. Let's go back to words. There's a foundation, and sometimes we build the wrong foundation. So even though life is kind of crazy, right? And now you've got your thoughts added into it, and you're like, well, now it just sounds like I'm a mess. Your thoughts, though, honestly, should be the sweetest thing of all. Yet it's far from that. And when you're living amongst the chaos, the busyness, the everyday struggles and troubles that you deal with, you drown in negative thoughts. You're consumed by them. Even though you may have had a few good ones along the way, it's always the failure that's sticky. Just like that crazy little piece of gum on the sidewalk. You step in it and it's stuck. Until a lot of peanut butter is used. Okay, that was back in the olden days. I know. Yeah, believe it or not, peanut butter in the hair. You know, now they have, what is it called? It's not like varnish, but it smells like it. It's that sticky stuff remover. You can get stuff like a price tag off. You know, yes. Things that drive you crazy that you wish you shouldn't have to deal with. We have high technology. Like we can communicate around the world, but we still have sticky stuff on something we buy. Okay, I don't get it, but we'll leave that for a different Monday. So even though you've got all this stuff happening, right, and it's sticky, you step in it and it's just stuck. It's the same thing. Words have power and they get stuck in your head. And those words are even more powerful the more you replay them over and over and over again in your head. The battle of the mind is real. And if you genuinely want to get to the other side of where you are now, you have to change your thoughts. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Change your thoughts. But come on, it's easier said than done, isn't it? However, it can be done. I promise you it can be. Now, there are CBT techniques, and you're like, what? CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy techniques. But I don't want you to really overthink anything, all right? I want you to keep it simple. The key is to do it. Change your thoughts. So we're going to have some fun today. I know. We're going to get creative. Are you ready to get creative? Come on. It is Create Your Now. So you are creative. We are creative beings. And that's what's pretty incredible about who we are as human beings. So I want you to think about some things that you can do that are a little bit out of the ordinary as we go through this. Seriously. Number one, when you're thinking about changing your thoughts, you want to do the mindset shift shuffle. Now, if you say that too fast, you might end up saying a few four-letter words. And let me tell you, when you spell it, it's like, oh, don't forget a letter because you might be in trouble. Anyway, you can tell this is going to be a lot of fun, can't you? All right, so picture yourself dancing away your negative thoughts. Come on, it's creativity time. You're imagining yourself here. And replacing them with a vibrant rhythm of positivity. Sounds intriguing, doesn't it? I mean, come on, that's what the mindset shift shuffle is all about. Whenever you catch yourself immersed in negativity, hit the pause button. Visualize yourself on a dance floor, stepping away from each negative thought and embracing positive ones instead. It's a spot, stop, and swap. You thought the mindset shift shuffle was going to be hard, didn't you? Well, try the spot, stop, and swap instead. Okay, all of it. But you get it, right? It's kind of like the tango with the tongue. Yes, you got it. This technique truly allows you to distract your mind. Okay, but it also infuses the process with a delightful playfulness that transforms changing thought patterns into enjoyable experiences. So it's like you're crossing the left brain and the right brain because of what you're using it. So you could even come up with a kind of a fun song. Let's see. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Have you heard that one? There's another one. What's the, I know that's an old one. I know that so dated me, didn't it? There's a couple other ones. But things that just like, okay, how can I change it? And whatever it is, and maybe it is that tune that all of a sudden it's in your head. And I'm not saying literally a tune, okay? But for some of us, that helps. And whatever it is, you've got to spot what your thought is, then stop and then swap it out with something. Now, I'm going to tell you this. You're going to feel like this is going so slow. Because when you spot the thought, which is the one thing, so you're like, okay, Christiane, I now have the thought. I have to think about this. I really just thought that. Okay. And now all of a sudden you're like, okay, so I'm pausing, so I'm stopped. But then I have to swap. Okay, now I have to figure out what to replace it with. Okay, maybe it's believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I feel it really good. I feel light as a feather. This is great. Next time it happens again, then it's more like spot, stop, and swap. And then it gets faster, 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 faster. Spot, stop, swap. Now, you're not going to say it that fast, but it is fun. Why not have a little tongue-tying contest today on Create Your Now? But what your focus is that you're changing your thoughts. You're disrupting the patterns. The mindset shift shuffle. Are you ready? Keep dancing. Number two. Oh, this is a fun one. I told you we're gonna have fun today. Number two is gratitude graffiti. It's no secret that practicing gratitude holds tremendous power in combating negative thinking. You've got to be grateful for what's in front of you. Have you ever had that bad day, but then all of a sudden you just get that hug from your child, it like melts everything. That's what gratitude does. Okay, it just melts everything. Now, does it make it go away? I didn't say it made it go away, right? It's kind of like that piece of gum. It still sticks to you a little bit. You still got to deal with the CRAP. But you can look at it and say, okay, I can see this as a blessing. I'll get through the rest of it. Don't know how, but I'm going to figure it out. We got this. So grab some colorful markers or sticky notes. You know, transform your home or your environment, wherever you live and hang out. Write down things you're grateful for in prominent spots around your home, your workspace. Maybe it's on the mirror in the bathroom, right? I've already told you this, right next to the toilet, like literally right above the toilet paper. Refrigerator, yep, you got to eat. Computer monitor, get it on your phone screen. Write down a blessing. Create that. You can go do that. I know you already know how to do that. I don't need to tell you. You're posting things on Instagram and Reels and Snapchat, all of the above, right? For some of you, you're on TikTok. So wherever you're hanging out, go place that gratitude there. So when it pops up, you see it. Okay. Change your Facebook banner. Whatever helps you say, yeah, I got it. That works for me. Because you want your eyes to come across these gratitude messages. And most of us have printers in our homes. It's not that expensive to take, you know, some pictures and actually print them out. And you can cut them up and just use those with a little piece of blue painter's tape. That's my trick for you. Blue painter's tape. You can put it on your walls. It won't hurt your walls. So that is something that you can definitely do, right? Get ready to cultivate a mindset brimming with appreciation and contentment. This is truly going to help you rewire your brain, shifting your focus to the good and effortless breaking of the cycle of what? Negative thoughts. Are you ready for one more? We're going to go back to when you were growing up. You probably did this. Number three, connect the dots. The key here is reframing and reprogramming your thought patterns. Negative thoughts often entwine themselves intricately, making it challenging to break free. But fear not. Oh, yes. All you need to do is connect the dots. Start by pinpointing one area of concern, which is a negative thought. Then unravel the web of negative thoughts little bit by little bit. Like, how are they connected? Now, I would encourage you to write it on a piece of paper to see the whole process in front of you. Be sure to explore every related aspect and delve into the intricacies. And this is a little more invasive, okay? I know you're like, Christine, I thought that was going to be easy. It is, but it's not. This is if you're one that says, I need more. I've done the other two kind of, sort of, but I want to go even deeper. I want to figure out where these thoughts come from. I mean, you can go back and it's one thought to trace. Maybe you have an issue because at one point, all of us have looked in the mirror and said, I think I need to lose a little bit of weight. Good or bad or ugly, right? Doesn't matter. We've said that at some point in our lives. And so when you look at yourself, what phrase comes up? You need to lose weight. Okay, great. You need to lose weight. Well, why are you thinking you need to lose weight? Why does that thought come to mind? Well, because you were told you were fat. When? Where? Who? How did it happen? Then what happens is, where is this showing up? Because maybe it's with certain groups of people. Maybe it's with your girlfriends, but not your church friends. Maybe it's with your colleagues and not your family. So you can begin to sit here and see, oh my goodness, now I see where all this is coming from. And they're like, okay, this is only one statement and I have to do this with all my negative thoughts? That's why I said, it's a little more invasive. But the ones that pierce your heart the most, start there. But just start with one, just one. Because the idea here is that when you're truly getting that visual representation, you're going to be able to identify a positive and empowering statement or comeback, as I like to say, that serves as a direct counter to each negative thought or aspect. So when you connect the dots, all of a sudden what? You have a picture. Before, you just had dots, right? That's what it was so cool, right? All you saw were all these dots, whether they were numbers or letters on a page. All of a sudden you took your marker, your crayon, your pencil, your pen, and you connected them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you look back and it's like, oh, I did not know. I just drew a dolphin. How cool is that? And before it just like looked like somebody just threw spots on a page. That's what this does. It helps to open up your mind and see things differently, truly resurfacing your brain, right? Words have power. Words can change how you react and respond in life. So it matters. Thoughts are telling. Altering negative thought patterns requires patience, commitment, and being kind to yourself. So practice these techniques regularly. Now, you may not be in a season where you can connect the dots all the time. That's okay. But you can do gratitude graffiti. Woohoo. Right? You can do the mindset shift shuffle and try to practice that too, because it's not easy. I think I said it about 15 or 20 times before we actually are recording right now, because I thought I'm really going to mess this one up. But it is fun, and I'm doing life with you, and that's what I love most. So take that mindset shift shuffle, the gratitude graffiti, and connect the dots, right? Go be creative and put all of it into practice. And I promise you, your negative thoughts, they're not going to go away. They're just going to melt to the point where you can handle them. And then you'll be able to discover that sweet harmony within yourself. Believe in who you are becoming. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.